church.
Why does it say, and once I say this, you may have wondered this, if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin. He's talking about believers. And he said that, he's basically saying, like, it seems like, oh, all believers' bodies are dead. Isn't that kind of presumptuous of you, Paul? You know, like, these are believers that have the life of God on the inside of them. Why would you say, well, you know, if Christ is in you, good news, your body's dead. Like, that's just like, what? It seems a little bit weird, especially when he's specifically talking about believers. He's not like saying, oh, the bodies of all the world are dead and they're corrupting. You know? Paul even talks about certain people, and he says that they're dead even while they're living. Because, in other words, the term dead is referring to that corruption process. But why does it say here that if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin? Well, I believe this is the truth of this passage too, just because we've been mentioning this passage so often. Look at this. If Christ is in you, now, it makes a difference whether Christ is in you or whether Christ is upon you. Very, very important. Christ being in you, the word in and on are two different things. I can bring you to so many verses about this, but I won't do that. But I mean, like even in the book of Acts, it says, and great grace was upon them all. That's different than this great grace just being in them. That means It's working upon them.
Yep, that's good.
Even, for instance, I won't bring you to this verse also, but in Revelation, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, my interpretation is correct on this in Revelation, where right now we're the temple of the Holy Spirit. But if you read the book of Revelation, it actually calls the Holy Spirit our temple. Pretty cool stuff. Because think about it. Now he's on you. Right now we're on him. And in that day, he'll still be in us, but now he's on us. And it says there will be no temple found because the Lord, and I'm not going to try to quote it, but I believe in Revelation, I believe that's a correct interpretation of that, that the Lord will be our temple in a glorified state. The Lord is upon you. And notice he didn't say if Christ is upon you, the body is dead because of sin. If Christ is in you, if you get saved, apart from you knowing in full, if Christ is merely inside of you, the body is dead because of sin. And I'm going to skip to verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. Yep. So now there's two different things going on. Now his spirit dwells in us, but now he's also quickening our mortal bodies. What is that? Springing up now. Unto everlasting life. Yep. So he didn't say, if you're a believer, your body's dead. Going back to even what someone asked about Enoch or Elijah, for instance. Again, I had mentioned, I don't know the state of their bodies. I don't know that they have a glorified body. That hasn't been my assumption. I'm not saying it's not necessarily true, but I don't know. But it's not true that, oh, if you're a Christian, your body is just automatically, like, we already know that. Your body's just dead because of sin. No, not necessarily. Because remember, we're growing out of this. So how does he just automatically know that? Well, he doesn't say if you're a Christian, your body's dead because of sin. If Christ is in you, the body's dead because of sin. But he also mentions a second step. Christ isn't just in us. Christ then comes upon us. And then that spirit, he's informing people who simply have Christ on the inside of them and have not received to the full of the Holy Spirit upon them. And then he tells them in verse 11, but guess what? This is how it works. If he's just inside of you, if you're the temple of the Holy Spirit, I know for a fact the body's still dead because of sin, because I know that that's the default state apart from the Holy Spirit's working. But if you get to know Jesus, if the spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells inside of you, then he's also able to quicken, spring up your bodies unto everlasting life. And in which case, then, the Holy Christ is not merely in you, and then also it's true that your body is no longer dead because of sin. So that is a good interpretation of those two verses. Just as a side note, since we've been mentioning this, it does not mean that just because you're a Christian that it's to be assumed that your body is dead because of sin, but because that should not be the assumption.
ReformInUs.com